and welcome to The Update. I'm Michelle Stevenson. The federal government says the Aussie economy remains strong despite the loss of 6,600 jobs. The unemployment rate has increased slightly over the past month to 3.8%. While the economy added full-time positions, there's been a drop in part-time work. Acting Minister for Employment Brendan O'Connor says overall it's still a good result.
We still have an unemployment rate with a 3 in front of it. That's really good. And of course we want to continue to see Australians employed. We've seen 780,000 new jobs since the election of the Albanese government. That is a record for any government in this country.
A Brisbane man has been charged over a botched cocaine importation. Around 250 kilos of the drug washed up on New South Wales beaches after being dropped overboard off Brisbane, while 650 kilos of the drug is yet to be recovered. AFP Detective Superintendent Adrian Teffler says the man is suspected of leading a transnational organised crime group.
We will allege he had an intention of importing drugs into Australia on 20 separate occasions, totaling more than 20 tonnes of drugs.
He is additionally accused of facilitating the importation of 560 kilos of cocaine in WA during August last year, of which six people have already been charged. The French man who confronted the Bondi Junction attacker during his stabbing rampage has had his visa approved today. It's after the PM said he was welcome to stay after it was revealed he was dealing with a permanent residential visa application. Driverless trucks will be tested on two of Melbourne's busiest freight routes from tonight. The six-month try will be carried out during out-of-peak hours with a specialist driver on board. And a plastic bag manufacturer is being taken to court accused of falsely claiming it uses recycled plastic. The consumer watchdog says the maker of certain Glad branded kitchen and garbage bags advertised them as containing 50% ocean plastic. The ACCC alleges the material was actually collected from communities in Indonesia up to 50 kilometres from the shore. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, and Kayleigh McEwen has finished fastest in the heats of the 400-metre individual medley on day two of the Australian Open Championships. On day one, the Olympic champion set an Australian record in the final of the 200-metre medley. And Alex de Minaur has become just the fifth Aussie to beat Rafael Nadal, winning their second round match at the Barcelona Open. In your entertainment news now, and fresh from reuniting with No Doubt band members at Coachella, Gwen Stefani has taken to the stage in Vegas, the superstar joining with husband Blake Shelton for the grand opening of the Horseshoe Hotel and Casino. Kanye West has reportedly been named as a suspect by the LAPD for punching a man in the face. The rapper is accused of hitting the man who pushed or grabbed at his wife Bianca Censori. And Swifties have gone into a frenzy over the alleged tortured Poets Department leak ahead of the album release on Friday. Reports are the snippets were taken from a Google Drive link which contained 17 different tracks, but fans are divided on whether the songs were real or AI generated. And that's the latest from the Nova podcast news team. We'll have another episode of The Update for you tomorrow. I'm Michelle Stevenson.